joining us now. He's about to make his way over from home and head on over to the golf course here. Harold Varner III. What's going on, Harold?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing awesome. 7 under through 2 rounds. I was out there following you around the last couple days. Looked like you were hitting it pretty good.
I am hitting it pretty good. I'm just giving myself a few more looks, and I'm excited about this weekend, you know, being close to home and good golf course and a great opportunity.
Well, the good news is the next time that you actually get to play in a professional event when it's near home will be when you're on the PGA Tour next year and you're at the Wells Fargo Championship, right?
I believe so, yeah. I haven't really thought about it, but yeah, sounds about right.
Harold, how big an advantage do you think it is, honestly, to just be able to sleep in your own bed at night when you're, you know, come off the road and play what is essentially a home game for you?
A lot of people think it would be easier. I think it's, I think it's pretty hard playing at home. You know, I guess there's more expectation for the people that are watching you, and, you know, you just got to do a good job of just playing your game. You know, a couple times playing at home, I haven't played too well, but I'm learning every time I did.
So did you find yourself with an inordinate number of, like, buddies who wanted tickets to come out and see you play, and so maybe you weren't able to be quite as focused leading up to it, or is it just the pressure of putting on a good show at home?
I think the one you said first, you know, there's just a lot of friends that want to come out and support. You know, they want to have fun more than, like, you know, obviously they want to see me play well, but they're more worried about getting drunk and enjoying themselves, which is, not a bad thing. There's a lot of stuff that they want to do that, you know, you can't quite do.
It's the theory of relativity. You didn't know how many relatives you had until you played a home game.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all right. You know, it feels good to be loved.
All right, so I got to throw something out there. You know, East Carolina football played Florida last week. There was kind of a unintended ending to that game. I'm just throwing this out there for you. The leader, Brett Stegmaier, he's a Florida grad, so I think you should just, you know, try and make up for what happened last week on the gridiron and just go ahead and take the championship from him.
I know, I just got over it till you asked me about it, but it's okay. We're going to be all right. We got a big game today.
So, yeah, when you do the Statue of Liberty play and drop the ball behind the quarterback's head, it's supposed to be on purpose. There's supposed to be a guy and you're the team there to pick it up.
Yeah, I could say some other words, but I'm not going down for my team. We're going to be all right.
I think they're going to be fine. They'll rebound this week. Harold, I'm looking at your statistics, okay, and your bio, you know, sort of simultaneously. You are not particularly tall and not particularly big, about 165 pounds, average height guy, and yet you're popping it out there, average 314. How? Tell the average golfer how to make that happen.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how it happens, but I just try to hit it as hard as possible every time. So, you know, every once in a while it goes straight, but yeah, you know, I've hit it pretty far all my life, so it's not really nothing new. I don't know what creates that, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, swing hard and get the face square, I guess. But, you know, I tell you what, Harold, you say it, sometimes it goes straight. You're about 61% in driving accuracy, too, so that's nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, nice. That's better than it's been. I didn't even get it.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, I appreciate you doing that.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. On this golf course, there's a lot of holes where, you know, you could back it down, maybe hit a hybrid or hit a 3-wood off the tee. And watching you the last couple of days, seems like in the majority of the time, you know, you go ahead and you pull out a driver. I mean, obviously, there are still some holes where you back off, but it seems like you're hitting driver a lot more than some of the other guys are. Is that an advantage to you to be able to hit it down there and get it in position and hit 2 or 3 shorter clubs?
Well, I've hit it out of play 3 times, so, but I've hit some good ones. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's an advantage. I would much rather have a wedge out of the rough than be 165 yards, 70 yards from the fairway to some of those pins. It's kind of tough, but you just have to figure out, you know, what works for you, and that's what I'm learning.
Well, currently Brett, the leader, has, you know, he said he was on a little bit earlier, and he said he has not had a birdie on any of the par fives. Are there not strokes out there to be gained on the par fives here, or what's going on there?
He hasn't had a birdie on a par five.
Yeah, he actually birdied the 17 par threes, birdied twice which is way harder than any of the par fives. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. That's pretty impressive. So he's playing some really good golf. I think I've birdied a few par fives. So
I don't know.
Yeah, the pins can be tough. The greens are really fast and firm. So, you know, you can get yourself in places where you, it's just very difficult to get up and down if you miss the green coming into it and shoot. But, wow, that's unreal. I would have never thought that he hasn't birdied a par five.
Well, and the two birdies he had on number 17, which is about a 220-yard downhill par three, he went 3-iron. What'd you hit?
Yesterday 5-iron. No, yesterday 4, and then today or the day before I hit 5.
Okay, all right. So this guy must. I mean, this guy's going long off that tee.
Yeah. I mean, it's a generous green though. Like yesterday, it was in the right, so you could hit it. You didn't even have to carry the bunker, but you could hit it to the left, and it just go up that little slope and come down, and it'll be perfect. And
yeah,
even the day before, you know, you get it to the left, it'll see to the right. So, you know, it's a tough shot, but if you hit it decent.
Anybody keeping up with you off the tee, I'm impressed with. So I'm impressed that he was able to hit an iron off it at all.
Harold, a couple weeks back, you secured one of the 25 PGA Tour cards. How nerve-wracking was that in the fourth round? And how much scoreboard watching were you doing, not only while you were playing, but after you finished?
After I finished, I felt okay because there was nothing I could do. You know, like everything was done. But while I was playing, it was tough not to want to know where I was, how I stood. And I definitely learned from it. You know, you got to play your game, and that'll take care of everything. It's just doing that in the moment. It's easier said than done, for sure.
So these 4 weeks here, the finals, for you, it's all about positioning. It's trying to get yourself as high up in that 25 or that 50 as you can, right?
Correct, without a doubt, just to give myself more opportunities, because the better the number, the more chances you're going to get.
Yeah, so your hope is that, you know, no matter what the number is, you go out there, you get those first starts in the wraparound season, and you try and play as well in those tournaments as you can to keep your status, to keep moving up the board, and make sure that you can get into as many tournaments as you can. Is it going to be the fries.com right out of the gate for you?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know how that works, you know, for sure, but I know if I improve my number to about 10 or better, I think I can get into most of the events.
Yeah, I mean, it seems one of the great impediments to you know, having success on the web.com tour and making your way onto the PGA Tour is that there just aren't enough events and enough spots. So, I mean, can you control any of that by looking at scheduling and carefully, you know, cherry-picking what events you try to get into, or do you just have to play as well as you can, as often as you can, and hope it all works out?
Yeah, I think you try to play as well as you can. You know, that's really going to take care of everything in the long run. I don't really look at it. I just call my agent and I just say, where am I playing? That's probably what I'm going to do, because I'm going to play golf on an off week anyway, so I might as well play in a golf tournament. I enjoy playing golf. It's fun. I like competing, and I don't mind traveling. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't really have too many obligations other than waking up.
And playing golf. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I mean, it's probably
you.
A little different if you have kids and stuff and you're a little older. Yeah, it's got to be a little, really different. But I know this first year is important just to give yourself the best chance.
Yeah, well, let me ask you that question, because we've been sitting here talking about the Solheim Cup and the U.S. squad and some of the interesting choices that Julie Engstrom has made so far. As a professional golfer, if you get the opportunity to represent your country, and for you it would be President's Cup or Ryder Cup, you know, we talk about, you know, the exhaustion and playing, you know, matches in the morning and 36 holes each day. Wouldn't you just be craving the opportunity to go out there and play 5 matches for your country?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I mean, I would hit it everywhere probably. I'd be so excited. But that's an opportunity I'm looking forward to if I play well.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's up to the captain. Whenever they tell me to play, I'll be ready to play.
Well, but I mean, even if, like, let's say that you had a tournament where there was rain delays and you had to go out and play 27 or 36 holes, or you get to play, you know, holes to catch up and try and finish on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, that's what you do. That's what you live for. That's what your life's about. I mean, isn't that just, for me, it just doesn't seem like I'd ever worry about how many holes I played in a day. Just let me go out there and tee it up and get after it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just, you just deal with it. That's things you don't control. You know, we do a good job of trying to control the things. And
yeah,
you know, things that you can't control, we need to focus on those.
Yeah, I mean, if Christy Kerr, she's earned the right, and she's older. If she wants to take, you know, an 18 off in the middle of this Solheim Cup, I get it. Now, I don't think you should have to, you know, link her irrevocably to her partner and make Lexi Thompson also sit if Christy Kerr is getting a little tired. But, yeah, I would imagine that, you know, you've got an Allison Lee, probably the best representation of somebody like you, young, energetic, wants to go out there and hit the ball. I mean, she would have played in every single event in the Solheim Cup if Inkster would have let her.
Yeah, I don't really watch much golf, but
I don't blame you.
Playing it is yeah, I was probably pretty bummed out. If I was really young, I'd want to play every single one, for sure.
All right,
I never really wanted to take days off from golf. Like, if I have a chance to play, why would I not play?
Yep, I hear you, man. I'm with you.
It's working.
Yeah. So almost 10 o'clock, teeing off at 12:20. What's the schedule look like from 10 o'clock until tee time?
I'm probably going to drive up there whenever I get off the phone and probably get some lunch. Nothing too special, you know, keep it simple.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, do you get to the first tee early, or are you somebody who's scrambling to get there on time?
I try to get there early, but I end up, like, forgetting stuff. I guess that's got golf balls. So I'm usually scrambling until I get to the range, but it's fine. It's just how I operate. You know, you don't need to be ready until it's time to tee it up. You know,
but you do need golf balls.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I went to reach my bag to putt, and I had zero golf balls.
Well, Harold, man, we're glad to see you up at the top of the leaderboard again this week, and good luck to you on the weekend, and good luck as we get out on the PGA Tour, and I'm sure we're going to talk to you again soon.
Without a doubt. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks
a lot. Absolutely, good luck.
Thank you.